If there was chakiris, a lease to plant barley, lo yizra'ena chitim, don't plant wheat. Chitim, yizra'ena sorim. But if there was a deal to plant wheat, you are allowed to plant barley. Barley is easier on the land than wheat. Wheat weakens the land, as the Rav points out. Rav Menachem ben Gamliel oyser. Rav Menachem says this is oser. Because you're not allowed to switch from what you told the guy that you would do. Mishnah continues, Tfua, lo yizra'ena kitnis. If he was mekabel, if they had an agreement to make grain, don't plant kitnis, let's say beans. One example. Kitnis, yizra'ena tfua. But the opposite, if he accepts on kitnis, then you can plant tfua. Because it seems that tfua was better for the karka, unlike kitnis, like Tfresrol points out. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel oyser. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel asked this too for the same reason. The Rav says, lahalocha, everything goes according to the makom and according to the karka. And it seems the halacha is that you are allowed to switch as long as what you're switching is better for the karka. Or at least it's not worse. So it seems that the halacha is like the Tanakama here. There are different girsas, whether it's tfuas to kitnis, which one is actually worse for the ground. We just went with the girsa we have. Taisyanta brings that the Rishonim themselves, because the Mishnah wasn't talking about in the location of Eretz Yisrael, and they weren't there. They didn't know the nature of the ground of Eretz Yisrael. Therefore, you can possibly have a difference in Girsos, where the Rishonim wouldn't be able to clearly say which is the right Girsa.